Well, this is going to be a special memorial service for Cindy Kirtland. Funeral was held several weeks ago, and we're very happy that Harry is here. And with this memorial service, I want you to all see the work that Cindy has done for the church. And also on that display is a carved eagle clock that Cindy did. She was very, very artistic. And all of those covers that you see there on the book, Cindy did every one of them. So we're very thankful for what she did, and that will always be a lasting remembrance and memorial. Well, the thing that we all understand, and this is where we get our comfort and hope, and that is that there is a resurrection that is coming. Jesus said, the day is coming when all will hear his voice, and they will be made alive, those who have done good to resurrection of life, those who have done evil to a resurrection of judgment. And it's going to be a spectacular day. Let's come here to 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul writes extensively about the resurrection. And it was quite amazing that even during Paul's time, as we're going to 1 Corinthians 15, even as we're going to Paul's time, when he wrote this, there were some saying that there is no resurrection. Later in 1 Timothy, some were saying the resurrection has passed. But here's the promise that we have. We know it's given to every one of us to die. That's just part of the way that it is physically. Now, let's pick it up here in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 20. But now Christ has been raised from the dead. And he says in Revelation, the first chapter, to John, behold, I was dead, but I am alive evermore. He has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. So God views our death as a sleep because he's going to raise us from the dead. Verse 21, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, each one in his own order. Christ the first fruit, and those who are Christ at his coming. And that is going to be a great and marvelous day when that happens. Let's come to 1 Thessalonians, the fourth chapter. Let's look at the scriptures where he gave them to help comfort. And we will go into about the comfort that God has given to us through the resurrection. But here in 1 Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, verse 13. Now we know that whenever someone dies, even in the faith, there is grief that comes. In some circumstances, there's great grief. And so we need to pray and ask for Harry's comfort and Harry's recovery from this, because of great grief and affected his health situation, and it has been very, very difficult for him. So Harry, we're praying for you every day. We know that God is gracious and loving and kind, and that he will work things out. Verse 13, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, that you be not grieved even as others who have no hope, because you see, that hope is the resurrection of the dead. And that is sure. That is absolute, because God cannot and will not lie. He has promised that if we die in the faith, we will be raised. What Paul says here. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, in the same way also, those who have fallen asleep in Jesus, God will bring with him. Now we have to meet him in the air, be on the sea of glass, before we come with him. So this is a summary verse telling us what's going to happen. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall in no way precede those who have fallen asleep, because the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds for the meeting with the Lord in the air, and so shall we always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words, or comfort one another with these words. Now then, this is going to be a day that is going to startle the whole world. Let's come back to Matthew 24. And it's going to be a time that they won't expect it to happen. So Jesus tells us how it's going to be. Let's come here where the false prophets come along and say, oh, Christ is over here, Christ is over there, go look, go see, he's here. And guess what? I got a paper written by someone who said, I know a man who's seen resurrected Christ. I just got it last week. Okay. So Jesus said, don't believe them, because here's how it's going to happen. Verse 27. For as the light of day which comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. That's when the heavens are rolled back like a scroll. And then there's going to appear the sign of the Son of Man. We won't turn there, but have you ever wondered why in Malachi, the 4th chapter, verse 1, it says, the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness shall rise upon you. Some people look at that. I know I did. Why is that not S-O-N? Why is that S-U-N? Because that is describing the sign of the Son of Man. It is going to be like a second sun out there in the universe. And so when the resurrection takes place, this whole world is going to be in absolute shock and disarray. But that will be out there. Now continuing, as we heard in Revelation 6, and the moon shall not give her light. Okay. Verse 30. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great trumpet, sound of a great trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, that's God's view looking down on the earth. And they are brought up in the resurrection. Now, we don't know exactly how it's going to take place. Is God going to use all the different time zones and have it come in waves all around the earth for that day? We don't know. But I think that the whole world is going to see that. And they're going to be totally dismayed. Now, at that time, when we're raised and we meet Christ on the sea of glass in the air, that is going to be the greatest joyous time of ever. And everything that we have lost in this physical life will seem like nothing. And to be together again with husbands we've lost, wives we've lost, children we've lost, and all of us are confronted with death, sometime very sad, sometime very rapid, sometime very unexpected. But nevertheless, the only one who is going to undo that is Christ, because he said, I have the keys of the grave and death. And so we'll be grieved for a short time, but we will focus on the resurrection and the Word of God. But we're going to remember Cindy in a very special way for Harry. And so if you could come up here, Harry, we have something special for you. We are sure that that will be in a prominent place and encourage Harry every day. Cindy is waiting the resurrection, and Harry will continue to grow in grace and knowledge and understanding and look forward to being reunited with her in the resurrection. So we're very grateful for what she has done and thank all the brethren that make it possible and thank you, Harry.